You're listening to Archer Radio. Welcome to my podcast. If you are new, I hope you enjoy the show. If you are an oldie but a goodie, thanks for coming back and listening again. I have some news I need to report. First up, I finally have my own domain name for Archer Radio. And it's just that, www.archerradio.com. And there's a website there. I'm doing it through Blogger so that I can get an RSS feed, which is also new. I have an RSS feed through FeedBurner, so you can finally get my podcast through FeedBurner. And I'm basically separating the two. I have the blog, which is archer.com, and the radio, which is Archer Radio. So now they're going to be separated, and you won't. If those of you who read my blog won't have to sift through the podcast to get to the blog stuff. But anyway, so that's the new news, and I'm checking into Podcast Alley to get in to register my podcast there, I guess, and figure out how to get that little voting thing on my website so that I can get some votes. Not that I'm, care about that, but it's just fun. I did... I guess you could say I'm part of the QueerCast network that the folks over at Urban Family Night have set up. I have a little link on my page, so there's that too. Let's see what else. Voicemail. All the voicemail I've gotten is from Homer, and this weekend Homer was up in New York City for a bloggers event, a gay bloggers event, and they went to some bar and got crazy. Well, while he was at the bar, he called my voicemail and left me a message, so I thought I would play that, and actually I got to hear, Chaz's voice. He's he's a blogger, I think, in North Carolina, but I check out his blog from time to time. Anyway, take a listen to the voicemail, and I'll be back in a minute.
Is it saying that? I haven't had nearly enough beer to do this.
That's okay.
I don't know if it beeped or not.
Well, let's just talk to him.
Asher, can you hear us? It's me and Boy Wonder Chaz.
Woohoo! Say something, Boy Child Wonder Chaz.
Homer is cute in person.
Oh my god, and Chaz is totally hot. Chaz, when you saw me, did you get an erection?
Not yet.
Oh my god. My powers, superpowers are failing.
Well, I've only had one beer yet.
He's only had one beer.
That sounds bad. Like, I need beer to, like, be all like, woo-woo.
Chaz does not need beer to go woo woo woo.
How was your flight from Carolina?
Bumpy.
He had a bumpy flight. Yeah. Mine was smooth. Yeah. And how's it staying with BJ Land Bryan?
It is quite fun. We kicked around on the Lower East Side today and went to the Apple Store in Soho.
Oh my god, I bet you would have an orgasm there, Archer, if you could see the Apple Store in Soho.
It's two floors of apple-y goodness.
Apple-licious. Okay, well, oh, wait, one more person has to say hello to you. Come here, say hello to Archer.
Hello, Archer.
Okay.
Oh, no more sound for you.
That was Brian. That was Zeitzoop's boyfriend, Brian, and he's cuter in person than you could ever imagine. So, Archer, it's me and Chaz, and we're going to say goodbye now together.
Goodbye.
And thanks for having us on your podcast. Okay, bye.
I hope you enjoyed that voicemail from Homer. Homer, you can call me and leave me a voicemail anytime. And of course, I encourage all of my listeners to leave a voicemail so I can include it in my podcast. The phone number is 1-206-600-4753. So, we have the voicemail. I would certainly like to add, include more voicemails in my podcast, but nobody else is calling. Anyway, now for the rest of the show, I have some clips of audio that I recorded this weekend at the boyfriend's house. I actually recorded like 50 minutes worth of audio, but for some reason GarageBand only lets you do 30 minutes worth. So I am unable to play the first clip, but I have two additional clips that were the after-dinner conversation we had, and I just put them together to make one clip. But again, as usual, the boyfriend and I get into raunchy conversations about all kinds of stuff, so here's the clips from the weekend. Enjoy! So what do we have for dessert here? Excuse me. Oh, God, that's so rude. I know how much you hate that.
I think you're the most gassy person.
I just had to have a shot of Coke to give me some caffeine.
Well. We have brownies. We have Milano cookies with this delicious Cabernet.
You know, I believe it was just last weekend. We were getting tipsy on that Sangiovese with brownies and Milano cookies.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to drink some of this. What is this? Cabernet?
Cabernet Sauvignon.
With this, oh my God, this brownie is so good.
You're always making funny faces.
Is that a bad thing?
It's an award-winning Cabernet.
Sweetheart.
It's a lovely Cabernet.
I'm sure it is, but remember, I'm not a red wine drinker.
Soft tannins, velvety, violets.
Violets?
Violets.
Oh.
Berries, you can't beat it. Quite nice.
Mmm. Sorry, we're not talking, we're eating.
Arthur never eats with his... Arthur never talks with his mouth full.
Yes, I do.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Do you think dirty thoughts all the time?
You know... I actually do.
I bet you do.
Not when I'm at work, though.
Well, how would you explain your obvious...
erection?
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to. And I do have to tell you that during the week, when I'm not around you,
yeah,
I think dirty thoughts about you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was telling you that earlier, that Wednesday night, I didn't have time to touch myself, but I was thinking about it.
Why didn't you touch yourself?
I want that piece. I want that piece. Because it's smaller.
All right.
And I'm fatter.
You can have the smaller piece.
I didn't touch myself because I didn't have time.
How can you not have time to touch yourself?
Because... I'm so busy. You know, God, this brownie is good. These podcasts take a lot of time to produce.
You could touch yourself while you're podcasting.
Then that would become, ooh, pod porn.
No one would have to know. No one would have to know you're touching yourself.
I'm touching myself right now.
No, you're not. You're touching your brownie.
You know what I heard? I just made me think of something. I think it was on, it was Wanda Wisdom on Lucky Bitch Radio, who was talking about adult cereals. She said that General Mills has a racket on cereal, and she thinks that they should produce a line of adult cereals, and she would call them, like, Cheerios, she'd call them pornos.
Pornos?
Little dicks and little vaginas.
He would have had them with milk.
Oh my god, that's great. I didn't think about that. Oh my god, that's so funny. Little dicks and little vaginas with milk.
No, thank you. You've had too much to drink.
No, I think that's so funny.
That's kind of funny.
Pornos. The cereal for adults. Use whole milk.
Well,
they have no vitamins. It's pure protein.
Could be a lot of protein or fiber. Now, I think Wanda could be onto something.
Have you listened to a Wanda show yet?
I haven't.
Oh my god. She cracks me up. She is hilarious. She calls everybody Mary. And she says ladies a lot. That brownie was good. Stop licking my fingers.
Yeah, Buster.
I can't decide if I should call you Bertha or Varla.
There's only one Varla.
Oh.
Get in there and do those dishes.
No. No, no.
I cooked the slop, and now you're going to wash the dishes.
No, I'm not.
I bet in a previous life you were a scullery maid.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, I was definitely into cleaning. Definitely.
You were a scullery maid. You scrubbed the pots.
What would be my boss's... Like, what would be the boss of a scullery maid?
Oh, the boss of the scullery maid would have been the head of the kitchen.
Would she have said...
The head cook.
Archer, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt.
No, she would have said, scrub those fucking pots, wench.
That would have been mean.
Everybody had their way with the scullery maids.
So I would have had a lot of sex.
But against your will.
You can't rape the willing.
But think about the times. Unwashed penises.
Ooh, nasty.
I mean, it would not have been pleasant.
No.
Smelly cocks.
No.
Unless you like that kind of thing.
Yes, I can't imagine. Dirty cocks. Now wait, have you ever... No, you've never had sex with a woman, have you?
No. Well, I almost did. But I was very drunk and I fell asleep. And you know what happened?
What?
I found out the girl that I was going to perhaps have sex with had crabs. I found out from a bartender. We were at this bar. We had drinks. We were dancing. I was drunk. She was hot. I just said, well, you know.
Wait, you thought she was hot?
Well, in a drunk gay boy
morning.
Trying to be gay, straight, gay boy trying to be straight kind of way. Yeah, she was cute. And any straight man would have had her. So I decided, well, maybe. Well, I fell asleep. Thankfully, I fell asleep.
Wait, you fell asleep in her bed?
Yes.
Then you could have gotten the crabs anyway.
Well, maybe, but I didn't. But I found out from the bartender that night, who watched us flirting and having our, you know, whatever.
What did he say? He said, dude, she got the crabs.
Basically, yes. Apparently, she was very free with her love.
She had a loose, juicy snatch.
Yes, she was free with her love, and... She had been very free with her love and had contracted some crustaceans who enjoyed living in her cracks and crevices.
Oh, girl.
Well, you know, it wasn't enough that I had denied my homosexuality, but my one opportunity at having
heterosexual activity,
having female love. Can you imagine having? And of course, I was Catholic.
That would have scarred you right into being
well,
gay.
Well, listen, I was a Catholic boy trying to figure it all out. I had my one gay experience that didn't go very well, and then I almost have sex with this woman who's infested with with crustaceans. I may have become a priest.
Oh,
okay. It may have scared me to a nunnery.
How large would you say is the largest penis you've had? Not
oh
not
now the, why are you asking those
because
kinds
because it's
questions?
Fun. Not the largest penis that has fucked you, but the guy with the largest penis.
Oh, I don't know. I would say 10 inches.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Australian. Married.
Of course. Was he a bottom?
No.
No? Usually the guys with the big dicks are bottoms.
No, this one wasn't.
That's why I'm a bottom.
Yeah. Well, you are kind of, aren't you?
Not to
you've become one. Oh, you've become one.
Yes.
I'm going to finish your wine.
Please do.
And this is delicious. Now, we have to tell you listeners, this is an award-winning local wine. In fact, it was highly reviewed by a New York wine critic. I'm pouring it into my glass.
Clang, clang.
Because Archer will not drink it.
I'm tired.
You have to do the dishes first.
No.
Wash those pots.
I was going to say that. We have gotten into a very good routine.
In which you wash the pots and you scrub the floors.
No.
And you do the laundry.
Listen to me.
And you clean the toilets. And I just watch and look.
Why do you make me do all that naked?
Because I can.
Now, we have gotten into a routine. When we are at your house and you cook, you clean up the dishes. When we're at my
wait a minute,
let me finish.
I'll let you finish and then I will respond.
When we're at my house and I cook, I do the dishes.
Okay, the key word there is cook.
Yeah, I cook.
Pancakes.
That's a lot of crap to clean up, sweetheart.
That is one skillet.
Now you have my griddle.
It requires wiping it off with paper towels.
But then I do the bacon in the skillet.
One skillet.
What about all those dishes that
they go in the dishwasher?
So then what are you bitching
and then
about?
You turn a dial.
Hello?
Look at my
what
kitchen.
Did I tell you to make all that stuff? I mean, use all those pots
who
and pans?
Who cooks? Who is the person who cooks?
You.
I cook.
So he who cooks cleans.
Where did you get that rule?
That's an old saying from like the 17th century.
I
he
never heard
who
that
cooks
one.
Cleans.
How about he who eats cleans? You ate the food that I prepared for you.
I did.
You ate it. It's kind of like he who smelt it dealt it. He who ate it cleans it. You ate it, you clean it.
But you ate it. Why don't you have to clean it?
Because I cooked it.
I enjoyed it. No, we're going to stick to the same routine.
That's correct. So get in the kitchen and clean. I have some Brillo pads in the pantry.
Oh, you don't use Brillo on nonstick surfaces?
Well, I used it on you last night.
I was at my own condo last night.
I should pass some Brillo over you.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. You need to be scrubbed up.
Am I dirty?
Yes, you're dirty. Your thoughts are dirty.
You like them. Oh, we have to stop drinking wine and doing these podcasts. They just go right in the gutter.
Ruby red. We're going to learn this at the wine club.
Oh, yeah, you can see. No, you can't.
You cannot.
You can't see your fingers.
So you're thinking of a heavier bodied wine.
There, what do you, okay, there you go. That's why I don't want to care for it.
Heavier bodied, meaning it feels in the mouth.
It hurts my throat.
As red wines go, this is quite smooth.
You're a good swirler.
Look at it. You can swirl with the best of them. Now, these legs, what did you learn last week about all these? Look at all the legs and how long they are.
The legs of what?
The legs of wine. Look at that.
Did I learn something about that?
You did.
What did
viscosity I learn? Viscosity and the quality of the wine.
That's how thick it is?
The longer the legs, the better the wine, is it?
Okay, the legs are when you swirl the wine around in the glass. It's what dribbles down inside the glass. You're going to splash that out into the table.
I am not. Not a drop has spilled. Look how long they are. It's a good bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Better than white Zinfandel.
Yes, but it's. With the, you have to say that that. What was that we had? The Vouvray was pretty good.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
C'est soir.
You know, I was going to ask my fifth grade teacher. Here's another story.
Okay.
We were in the car, and of course I'm from Louisiana. My French speaking. And so it was in the mid-70s, and that song, Lady Marmalade, comes on, Patti LaBelle. And I had no idea what voulez-vous coucher avec moi, c'est soir meant, right? And so I asked my mother, because my grandmother spoke French.
Right.
And my grandmother spoke French to my mother, so I assume my mother knew French. Well, she did know French. She does know French, but she wouldn't tell me what it meant. Well, my fifth grade teacher, Sister Mary Anatole, spoke French. And so I said to my mother, well, I'll just ask Sister Mary Anatole what that means.
And your mother had a heart attack?
Yes. She said, I will tell you what it means, but it's the last time you're going to ask, and don't you dare ask Sister Anatole what it means.
Okay, now tell me what it means.
Do you want to go to bed with me tonight?
Yes, let's go to bed.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? C'est soir.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
No, you're raping the song.
I can't sing it.
But can you imagine if I had asked a Catholic
sing it.
Nun?
Will you sing it for me?
No, I
Come
can't
on,
sing.
Sing.
No, I don't sing.
Sing.
No.
Sing.
No.
Sing a song.
These boots are made
for walking. And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Now see, I'll have to find that song on the pod. On the
you island. Have it. Are you ready, boots?
Do I have that song?
Start walking. Get in that kitchen and clean those pots.
I'm not doing the dishes. I'm going to lay over there on the couch while you clean the kitchen.
I'm not.
You're not what?
Cleaning pots and pans.
I'm not doing that.
There you are.
I don't live here.
You're my guest. Shouldn't the guest volunteer to wash
okay.
the dishes?
Okay. When's the last time you had your guests do the dishes? I was at your last dinner party, and none of them did the dishes.
But they volunteered.
They did not.
And I said, oh, no, Archer will wash them. Go home.
And I believe I did do some cleaning up that night.
You did all of the cleaning. I simply sat on the sofa and ate chocolates.
No, I think you helped.
Oh, I don't know. I might have been flossing my teeth.
I just cleared the table and I think I dried the dishes.
After you ate all the vegetables?
I did. I was a hog with the vegetables that night, wasn't I?
We were calling you Terry Schiavo. Am I being mean?
No.
About Terry Schiavo?
No, the bitch is dead.
Oh, don't call her a bitch. I felt sorry for her, actually.
I'm sorry.
she wanted to die. No one gave her the opportunity.
Well, her husband tried. Okay, I think we're going to end the podcast for tonight. I'm so tired.
Okay.
And the boyfriend has so many dishes to clean in the kitchen.
Which Archer will do.
No.
Yes, he will.
Okay, until I speak again. Bye. I hope you enjoyed listening to the boyfriend and I talk about all kinds of stuff after dinner. And those brownies, they were delicious, and so was the wine. Well, at least the part that I drank, because I didn't drink that much. Anyway, I'm going to end the podcast now, so I hope you enjoyed the show, and come back again, or check your RSS feed, so that you can find out when my next podcast will be, or when I post it. Anyway, thanks for listening, and have a great day.